On this feast of St. Thomas, we reflect on his doubting the resurrection of our Lord, which all the apostles did until, of course, our Lord appeared to them and they could see him with their senses. And St. Thomas, too, says the same. I won't believe until I see him and feel him and hear him and put my fingers in the nail marks, etc. And then our Lord says, but now you believe, but blessed are those who do not see and still believe. And the question, you know, should come to our mind is, why does God want us to believe without seeing anything at all? And we can see the really good reasons for that, that because our Lord wants us to live by love, and by love means by our will, to obey his commandments, to act and prove our love in our actions, and to do it not for self-serving reasons, not for what I can get out of it, or because it's pleasing to me in some way, or because I'm being forced to do it by some compulsion, by fear, or by trying to impress or you know, pressure. But with faith, there's nothing to force us to do anything. So we do it purely out of love, out of will, out of self-will, out of our desire to please God. But we do it also out of, you know, reason enters in there. We don't just believe anything. We believe what our reason tells us is reasonable to believe. And so we believe on authority. We believe on authority. And then, of course, you know, reason is left aside when we approach the mysteries of our faith, as there are many mysteries in our Catholic faith that we cannot understand by reason, but our faith, we still hold on to our faith that Jesus Christ has told us these truths, the prophets have told us these truths, the patriarchs, Moses, all who have proven to us that they are trustworthy to believe, their miracles, their good example, their prophecies that came true, and the works that God did through and in them. So we believe based on that, those rational proofs. And then we believe in the powerful example of Jesus Christ. And on top of that, you know, obviously our Lord has gone back to heaven in his visible way. And he leaves us the church to believe, too. We believe in the church and the popes and the magisterium, and they continue to guide us, and we believe in them by faith as well. So we're continuing to believe in faith, and we exercise this faith on a daily basis, and we know we believe in thick and thin, through thick and thin, through adversity and prosperity, through the good and bad. We believe out of love for Jesus Christ, and we see the purity of faith, we see the humility of faith, we see the love of faith, and how it's this unadulterated love for God, living by faith, and how important it is, and how our Lord promises to reward it, because there isn't any innate reward in faith. There's that pure love, that pure obedience, that pure will to do the will of God as we is manifested to us in the teachings of Jesus and the church. So St. Thomas really brings this out in the example that our Lord gives us in what happened to him, that we are blessed if we believe without seeing. And so let us not even want to see, unless our Lord plants that desire particularly into our heart. But, you know, our Lord knows our weaknesses, and that we do need sometimes support through emotion and through the help of our neighbors and in our examples and things, our help of our senses at times. But then he wants us to go beyond that, to grow beyond the emotion and sentiment and the senses, to grow beyond that and to just obey and to give to our Lord in faith, to give to him our time and our thoughts and our obedience and our generosity, to give in faith, in that selflessness, as much selflessness as we can, and as little self-serving as possible. And of course, we see how this takes growth, this takes time, this takes, you know, grace of God, which we all have in different measures. So let us do the best we can with the measure that God has given to us, to live a life of faith and love and thanksgiving to God.
Fructum ventris tui.